Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, January 20th, Thankful Tuesday. I look forward to us thinking through the ways that we are thankful today and every day for the Lord's goodness at the end of the podcast. But first, we'll read God's Word together. Let's begin in Romans chapter 2. We'll start in verse 25 and go through verse 29. This passage is talking about circumcision, and specifically circumcision of the heart that happens when the Spirit works on us through the gospel. It reminds us that when we are circumcised inwardly, it's not about these outward works of the law only. It's not about knowing the scripture without loving God or religious activity without repentance. It's about humility and dependence upon the Spirit, and also a faith that comes through Jesus Christ and His work through His Spirit in our hearts. Romans chapter 2, starting in verse 25. For circumcision indeed is of value if you obey the law. But if you break the law, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. So if a man who is uncircumcised keeps the precepts of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Then he who is physically uncircumcised, but keeps the law, will condemn you who have the written code and circumcision, but break the law. For no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly, nor is circumcision outward and physical, but a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. A question we might ask ourselves today is, have I been open to the Spirit circumcising my heart? I think the transformation, the sanctification process is continual. The Lord does give us a heart of flesh that beats after Him, and then we ask the Lord to continue His work of changing us into a people who are humble, listening to Him for His guidance, and also recognizing that when we do anything in this world, it is to the praise and glory of God and not for our own self-worth or for patting ourselves on the back, but so that Jesus Christ's name would be glorified. Psalm 10 reminds us that we can come to the Lord with our questions. This psalm starts with a question, "Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" And it ends with confident expectation. The Lord is King forever. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. We know you hear us, and you will strengthen their hearts, and you will incline your ear. In the reading guide, it says I'm going to read Psalm 10, 1 through 12, but I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to go through maybe verse 6, and then I'm going to read 14 through 18. Hear these words from one who cries out to the Lord. Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In arrogance, the wicked hotly pursue the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes that they have devised. For the wicked boasts of the desires of his soul, and the one greedy for gain curses and renounces the Lord. In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. His ways prosper at all times. Your judgments are on high, out of his sight. As for all his foes, he puffs at them. He says in his heart, I shall not be moved. Throughout all generations, I shall not meet adversity. Let's skip on down to verse 14 and change our point of view from what the man who is wicked thinks to what we think because we know God. But you do see, For you note mischief and vexation, that you may take it into your hands. To you the helpless commits himself. You have been the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evildoer. Call his wickedness to account till you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations perish from his land. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I am resting today in the thought that the Lord is the one who circumcises our heart. And if we come to him sincerely, asking for help, that he hears us and that he responds. As we pray together, I want us to think a little differently about a person, place, thing, an attribute of God for which we are thankful. Here are some ideas for a person you might be thankful for. Maybe someone who noticed you when you thought that you were unseen, or someone who prayed for you and when they told you or when you found out, you couldn't hardly believe it. Someone who was a teacher of yours from years ago, or someone in a book that has encouraged your faith. Maybe a child this week that brought you joy, or someone who has modeled quiet faithfulness. Lord, in this moment, we lift up our hearts to you, and we thank you for people who have impacted us. As we think about a place that we're thankful for, we can think about a physical place, but what about a place in your heart or life, a time when the Lord met you? It could also be a place where prayer became honest for you, maybe at your bedside or at your kitchen table. Right now, I'm imagining a place in our church where little children gather around an adult to talk on Sunday mornings and to laugh. Perhaps it's a familiar walk. That's your place today, where God meets you on your journey. It could be a place of disappointment, where even though things didn't go as you had desired, the Lord was present with you. Lord, we thank you for a place in our lives. And we thank you that wherever we are, you are present with us. We also want to thank you for a thing. Perhaps it's a rhythm that you're getting into in this new year. Thank you, Lord, for that rhythm. A season of the year could be like a winter or spring, but it could also be a season of renewal. Other things are a meal shared, or a book, or a song, or some piece of technology or a habit that the Lord is forming in you. Lord, we thank you for something that comes to mind. We are totally aware in this moment that anything good is from you. Lord, help us not to be so caught up in this world that we take for granted all the beautiful blessings that we have received. And now, as we think about the attributes of God, here are a few for you to fix your mind on. The Lord is faithful to us. The righteous will live by faith, but because of the faithful one, we have faith. The Lord is near. He hears the cries of the afflicted. And he is sovereign. He reigns over everything. He is enthroned in heaven even now. He's merciful and kind and gracious. He forgives our sins. He takes them as far as east is from west. And he does not hold them against us. And so today, Lord, we thank you for these things, these attributes, these places, these people. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to give us a mind of thankfulness today. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.